I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Folk music, in the most general terms, originates in traditional culture, vintage and famous, and is created from one end of the earth to the other, figuratively speaking. And in some cases, folk music as a modest style of music composition, often authored by unknown musicians, is orally transmitted or passed on from one generation to the next. However, there is much more to defining or characterizing folk music within a single frame or definition. There are several categories or genres within the overall folk music canon. Folk music is an engaging category of music when one considers the instruments used by musicians, the list of musical traditions that live on around the world, the different periods of development, and the varied iconic elements associated with folk music from one region of the world to the next.
Come down, sweet reverence. Unto my simple house and rain.
So where does folk music come from? The term, that is. Some say it hails from the German word Volk, a loosely liberated word, embraced in English as for the people. It is no longer associated with an unrefined or uncultured class of people. Today, folk music is thought of as cool, collected, and contemporary. Wildly reflective of the times worldwide, invested with notable dominant nationalistic components that reveal a nation's musical culture, with the use of, say, a lone acoustic guitar, a banjo, accordion or fiddle, an African ngoni, mbira, sitar, koto, dulcimer, pipa or pan flute, and the human voice, a specific style of folk music can point the listener to the music's land of origin.
Come to me, clear and cold, some say. Watch the world spinning ways, my machine.
It would be reasonably easy to access some of North America's most influential musicians dating back to the 1930s or so. However, as valuable as this is to the landscape of music making in the United States, there are far too many traditions around the globe that are not only older, but require years and years of advanced training to negotiate. And the many expressions of folk music are often linked to really old and modern stories about people, places, events, rituals, and relationships, good and bad. So when a piece of music pops up while listening on your favorite device, how are you supposed to know if it's folk music? Well, suppose the sound has a traditional cultural texture, like Cajun music from Louisiana, rooted in the ballads of French-speaking Acadians of Canada, or Appalachian fused with country or bluegrass, or Celtic or Roma-centered instrumental that calls you to the dance floor, a melody with a hint of rye music from the Middle East, or a First Nation indigenous flute piece, or an Afrocentric sacred work authored by enslaved bards, and so many, many more, suggest there's a good chance you're hearing a form of folk music, sometimes with two styles courting each other in the same selection.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.